Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
There's been speculation for some time now that former Governor Deval Patrick wants to run for the White House. Speculation on a 2020 bid is now increasing, as Politico reports today that Patrick has set a deadline for making a decision on a presidential bid. Joining us this morning to discuss what this means is the Politico reporter who wrote that story, Lauren Dzinski. Good morning, Lauren, and thanks for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning. Great to be here.
So tell us about Deval Patrick's deadline. When is it? And do you think it amps up the seriousness about a possible White House run by Patrick?
Yeah, the deadline was set by the end of the year. This is according to one of Patrick's very close advisors, John Walsh. This is the guy who ran his campaign for governor back in 2006 and has really remained a part of his inner circle. So this end-of-the-year deadline that Deval Patrick has set for himself now increases interest in whatever Governor Patrick does in the midterms. We know that Governor Patrick plans to go around the country supporting candidates in the midterms and kind of boosting the folks out there that he believes in. But now it really puts some added pressure on who he supports, where he goes, and it really makes this potential run a bit more serious.
So part about supporting candidates in the midterm elections is whether or not he has influence enough to sway those elections, right? Which would then factor in his own decision on making a White House bid?
Absolutely. One of the things that has kind of led up to this decision by Governor Patrick is that he had a really significant impact from going to Alabama earlier this year and getting involved in the special Senate election to replace Jeff Sessions. Governor Patrick was stumping for the Democratic candidate and really felt a positive impact and a positive feedback from the Democrats down there. It also helps a lot that the Democrat ended up winning that contest. And so, you know, this is also a really positive opportunity for Governor Patrick to go and tap into other networks around the country, whether it's fundraising or just grassroots support for him to kind of replicate what he did here in Massachusetts in 2006, but have that writ large potentially in 2020.
Does Patrick have backers nationally? We know that some of the folks connected to former President Barack Obama have been urging him to run.
Yeah, there's really been a chorus of this inner circle from President Obama, both from his people and as well as President Obama himself. This has been previously reported by my colleagues last year. So this is something that we've known about for a while. And, you know, it seems like, you know, initially Governor Patrick was not necessarily interested in, you know, leaning into this kind of presidential speculation. But now, you know, he's talking about it a little bit more.
Let me ask one last question, Lauren Dzinski. What do you think his chances are, and what do you think Democratic activists think his chances are?
You know, it's a little early to handicap anyone in the 2020 race, including Governor Patrick, but, you know, he does represent this pro-business Democrat that not a lot of candidates, at least that we're talking about right now in the 2020 field, necessarily represent. Governor Patrick gets that not only from being governor of Massachusetts, but also from his current role right now at Bain Capital, where he calls himself a conscientious capitalist, where, you know, he is involved in the business side of things and thinking about the fiscal component while also having the track record of being the Democratic governor of a very progressive state.
Politico reporter, WBUR political analyst Lauren Dzinski, thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thanks for having me.